The Gemara says in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that Arava is Yisei Nevi'im. What does it mean, Yisei Nevi'im? Rashi says that it was a takana of the Nevi'im. Nevi'im are Mesakin, the mitzvah of Arava. That's the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks Akasha that there's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan himself said that Arava is Alach HaMashem Sinai. If it's Alach HaMashem Sinai, it can't be a takana of the Nevi'im. Achar it's a stira. And the Gemara answers that Shachachim B'chazer V'yistam. Really, it was Alach HaMashem Sinai, but then the Alach HaMashem Sinai was forgotten in Galus Bavel. And the Nevi'im, Rechazer V'yistam, they brought the Halach HaMashem Sinai back. It's like Rashi, what does it mean, V'yastam? It says, V'yastam al pi hadibur. Through the Dibur of Nevuah, they were able to bring back these Halach HaMashem Sinai that were forgotten. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Frektim Ratzchias Akasha, he says, Rashi is a Pella. What does it mean? What does Rashi mean that they brought back the halachas HaMashem Sinai al pi hadibur through Nevuah? We have a cloud that Eila mitzvah ein navi rashai l'chadish daber. A navi is not allowed to be mechadish a mitzvah through Nevuah. He can't be mechadish mitzvahs in Nevuah like b'shamayim. He Nevi'im are not allowed to be mechadish mitzvahs. So how could it be that there are yastim al pi hadibur through Nevuah? L'chara, that's a problem like b'shamayim. And Eila mitzvah ein navi rashai l'chadish. As I affect the Maritzchias. Now, what are you going to say? You're going to say that maybe it's not a kasha. Ein Avir Rashi L'chadish means he can't make a new mitzvah. He can't create a new mitzvah, but a mitzvah that we already had and was forgotten, and they're just bringing it back. Maybe that's not a problem being mechadish a mitzvah because we already had the mitzvah through the Torah, not through Nevuah, and now we're just recreating that mitzvah, bringing it back. Maybe that wouldn't be an issue. But the Maritzchias says that you can't say that. It's Mefurish in the Gemara and Tumur and Daf Tezayin that even that would be a problem of Ein Avir Rashi L'chadish because the Gemara over there says that there were 3,000 halachas that were in Nishtakach b'mei Evlo Shel Moshe, and they wanted to bring it back, so they asked, they told Yeshua, go bring it back. Menavuah, he says, I can't, love Shemayim. They told Shmuel to bring it back, and he says, Eila Mitzvahs, I'm not able to bring it back either. So, it's Mavur in the Gemara over there, that even though they're just bringing it back, even though it's not creating a new halacha, you're bringing back halacha, so Renishtakech, that's also a problem of Lo B'Shamayim. The male of the couch is, how can Rashi say over here that they brought it back? Al Pi HaDibur, L'char, that's an issue of Lo B'Shamayim. Lule Rashi, we would learn, what does it mean to be Yastim? They're Yastim, not through Nevuah, but through Pilpul, through Pipula Shotar, that's how they brought it back. And that's Taka how the Pnei Yeshua learns in Megillah and Daf Gimel, when the Gemara over there says, Shachim Chazer B'Yastim, L'Gabe Menatzbach, they're Yastim through Pilpul, through their Kayach Ha'ian. That you're able to do. That's not a problem, Lobish Shemayim. That's Mefurish in the Gemara and Tumura. The Gemara says that even though through Nevuah they were not able to do it, but Osneel Ben Knaz brought it back, Mitoch Pulpulai, so Pulpulai Shotar, you're able to do it. But for Rashi to say they brought it back, Ade Nevuah, that Luchar is a Pella, very difficult to understand. It seems to be a steer to that Gemara and Tumura. So before we answer Rashi, I just want to be mazah what I think the hechach of Rashi is. Why talking did Rashi say this and it's all pi adibur? Why not learn that it's all pi pilpul? So I think Rashi is coming to Bavarna Akasha, Shtaka Akasha and the Gemara from what the Rambam says in the Hakdam of the Pirusha Mishnah. The Rambam says that what defines Halacha Moshem Sinai, the Halacha Moshem Sinai is something which is not shayach to create either mi svara or mikra, something that you can't think of through your kayach ha'iyan, and you can't figure it out from a pasuk from a drasha. It could only come as Halach HaMashem Sinai. That's what's unique about Halach HaMashem Sinai. So it could be Rashi was bothered with his kasha imkain. How can he say that they're yastam al pi pilpul? How can they use the kayach ha'pilpul to bring back Halach HaMashem Sinai? It's impossible to figure out Halach HaMashem Sinai ade pilpul ade iyan. Therefore, zak Rashi it was al pi adibur is through Nevuah. That's what I think the hechach of Rashi is. But at the end of the day, it's tamua. How can Rashi say al pi adibur through Nevuah if the Gemara says beferish and tamura that you can't bring back mitzvahs al pi Nevuah? That's the Palan Rashi, the Maitzchis, Kasha, the Rashash, and others, and they blab shver. So I once heard a beautiful teretz from Moshe Braun Shlita, and this is printed in the Sefer Madani Moshe in the Yonim of Yom Kippurim, and he says like this. If you look in the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Dalet, the Gemara over there says that there were three people that were shoyel shloka hagin. Three people asked for something improperly. One of them is the Moshel Eliezer Eved Avram. He says, V'hoya ha-naira sho'aymer alei ha-tina kadeh, whoever comes, and I'll tell her, and she'll say, I'll give you gmalim, she'll be the one for Yitzchak, for the shidduch for Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, how can you say such a thing? You don't know who the Naira will be. Maybe it'll be a Chigeris, maybe it'll be a Suma, maybe it'll be someone who's a Balas Mum. That's a Sheila Shloka Hagen, and the Gemara goes through another two cases of Sheila Shloka Hagen. So Rashi over there in Tainus, which is not Rashi Pashas, but Rashi over there asked Akasha, he says, L'chay, there's another person who asked Shloka Hagen, and he's bothered why the Gemara doesn't count him as well, and that is Kalev, because Kalev says, when he wanted to conquer the city of Kiryas Sefer, he says, whoever will conquer Kiryas Sefer, Asher Yakis Kirasefer Velachta, I'll give him my daughter Leisha. He'll be able to marry my daughter. So again, that's a Shailosh Lokahagan. You don't know who's gonna conquer Kirasefer. It could be an Eved, it could be a Mamzer, and you're asking for something which Lechari is asking improperly because you don't know who the person is going to end up being, why does the Gemara not count him as another person who shows like a Hagen? So Rashi answers, he says that's not a problem because when Kalev says whoever is Yakis, Kiryas Sefer, the Gemara Darshan is in Tamur, the Gemara I mentioned before, that's not referring to literally conquering Kiryas Sefer, but Kiryas Sefer is alluding to these 3,000 halachas of Nishtakech B'mei Avlosh HaMaisha, and he meant to say, whoever will bring back those halachas, whoever through his pilpul will be able to bring them back, I'll give my daughter Leisha. And Zalk Rashi, then he doesn't have to be worried about an Evan or a Mamzer. Why? Because he says, Mukil Haikra, Balach Shishak, Me'eva Shomaisha, Kedamim Betumer, Vein Locha Shetisha, Rucha Kedish, Al Evan Val Mamzer. You don't have to be concerned that Rucha Kedish will be Shire on Evan or Mamzer. Since you need Rucha Kedish, you need Nevuah to bring back those halachas. So obviously it's not going to be an Evan or Mamzer. Evan or Mamzer can't have Ruach HaKedosh. So he excluded already an Evan or Mamzer because they can't have Ruach HaKedosh, and therefore it's not considered a Sheila Shel Kahagin. That's what Rashi says. So the Pella is, Frech the Matzchis over there, who's talking about Ruach HaKedosh over here? The halachas of Evlo Shel Maisha weren't brought back through Ruach HaKedosh. They're brought back through Pilpul, through the Pilpul of Asnil Ben Knaz. The Gemara says you can't bring it back through Ruach HaKedosh. You can't do it through Nevuah because Lomesh Shemayim Hi. So then, how could Rashi say that he knew it won't be an Evan and Mamzer because you need Ruach HaKadosh to bring them back? If Fakir, you can't have Ruach HaKadosh, it can't be done through Ruach HaKadosh, it could only be done through the Kayach of Pilpul Shel Tar, which does not require Ruach HaKadosh. That's the Hara on Rashi. And Rashi Brown wanted to be Machir from this Rashi that that's not the Pshat. When Rashi says Ruach HaKadosh over here, he doesn't mean Nevuah. Avada Nevuah wouldn't work because he can't bring back the Halachas through Nevuah. Rashi means, of course, he brought it back through Pilpul, like the Gemara over there says, Beferish. But even the Pilpula Shel Tara sometimes is not pure Seichel, it's not only Seichel, but it also requires some type of divine inspiration, some divine Gilui, of Ruach HaKadosh that's Megala to you, the Yesaitis and the Nitzaitis of the idea, and then you take that and you develop that through your Kayach HaSeichel, through your Pilpul, through your Ian Ba'amala Shel Tara. And he says, that's the pshat over there, especially with Halachas Moshe Mesinai, which is something which you can't really think of on your own. So you need some type of Gilui Min HaShemayim, some type of Ruach HaKadosh to tell you the roots of the Halacha. And once you know a little bit, you can develop the rest on your own through your Kayach of Seichel. And that's what the Gemara means, though. Snil Ben Knaz brought it back, Mitoch Pulpula. It doesn't mean straight Pilpul. There was a Siyu of Ruach HaKadosh that allowed him to use his Kayach of Pilpul to be able to bring it back. And Mimela, that's what Rashi means. It's not a steer from the Gemara. It's necessary to have some level of Ruach HaKadosh to bring back these halachas of Moshe Mesinai. So Kalev knew that it can't be an Evan or Mamzer because he won't be able to have that Ruach HaKadosh to bring it back. And Mimela Rashi is not a steer to the Gemara. So Moshe Brown wanted to say that can be Pshat and Rashi over here as well. And Rashi says that the Nevi'im Rechazav Yasim Api Adibur, it doesn't mean Nevuah. Of course it can't be Nevuah. Nevuah is a problem of Lobe Shemaimi, a Novi Rashai Lechadosh. But Dibur means it was that Siyu of Ruach HaKadosh. There was an element of Siyu of Ruach HaKadosh that allowed the Chachamim to use their Kayach HaPilpul to be Chazrim V'yistum. And that combination of Nevuah of Seichel and Ruach HaKadosh is not a problem of Lobe Shemaimi. It's the Haschala comes through Ruach HaKadosh, and then you use your Kayach HaPilpul to develop it and to bring it out, and we made lefi that b'miyusha v'kasha the maritzchias, and he brings the Ramban of Abbas and David Bezu says this idea that a lot of times when chachamim think of a svara, it's a combination of a ruach hakodesh together with the kayach haseichel. His lashon is that so they use Ruach HaKadosh Shebekirbam to bring out the emes through their Kayach of the Seichel. That is the pshat in these both of these Rashis, and it's a miyushav lefi this, the Ha'ara and the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, who says you can't bring back halachas through Svara or Mikra. So the kasha is, how could a Snil Ben Knaz bring him back? How could we say over here, Chazim V'yistam? The Teretz is that it wasn't Kol Kuloi Alpi Seichel and Svara. There was a Siyu of Ruach HaKadosh. Once you have that Siyu of Ruach HaKadosh, now you're able to recreate the halachas through your Kayach of Pilpul.